This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Cougars hit the halfway pole in their Big 12 campaign. 10 games in, 6-4, 2 games above 500, 4 games in a row have been won. The latest today, 81-75 at UCF. BYU head coach Kevin Young now joining us on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach, congrats. Every win in the Big 12 is great. Road wins are even better. Quad one wins, also great. And a closeout, a tight game closeout again. You do it again with your guys. Well done.
Yeah, and I always felt good to get that one. You know, and this is a great environment. My first time being here, it's really impressive down here. And they got a good team. Coach Dawkins does a great job, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. And just proud of the way our guys came out of this, the locker room at halftime. I thought our response was really, really good.
Neither team led by more than 7, so it was close throughout.
Yep, it was. You know, and we knew this was going to be a really challenging game. I mean, they're a high-powered offense with very dynamic guards and even like Keyshawn Hall, man, he's a really impressive player. Getting him in foul trouble obviously was huge, but you know, he's a hard guy to stop. You know, he leads the conference in scoring for a reason. You know, Johnson's a handful, so you know, we definitely had our hands full, but we made just enough plays to get it done.
A lot of great moments in this game, Coach. One of my favorites was you know, Yegor was having a tough night and he turned it over a couple times. You took him out of the game, but I saw you talking to him for quite a while, and then you put him right back in, showing confidence in the kid, and he hits a big three, one of the biggest shots of the game. What were you telling Yegor, and what were you telling him?
Yeah, no, just trying to get him to stay poised, you know. Thought he did a much better job in the second half of ball security. That's basically what we talked about at halftime, and, you know, he kind of got sped up there a little bit, so just try to get him to calm down, take a deep breath. Told him I was going to put him right back in, and I knew he would help us close it out.
You're starting 4 and 5 combined for 29 points and 10 rebounds. Mawut Mag at 19, Kaba 10 and 7, a couple of huge blocks at the end to close this thing out. He ends up plus 17 on the night. I thought those two were tremendous for you.
They were, yeah, outstanding. I mean, just the toughness. I mean, Mawut was tremendous on both ends of the court. You know, Kaba, I mean, he's just spectacular athletically. I mean, those blocks were just jaw-dropping. And more importantly, he hit two humongous free throws there at the end of the game, which was really proud of him. But and had some drop-offs there late. You know, he's really, I think, gaining a lot of confidence in his ability, and is really good to see.
BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu. Serving sweet memories for 75 years. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. And closing comments with the coach, Kevin Young, are coming up next from Orlando here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, back in the Mountain Time Zone. It was a Saturday matinee, but night falling here in Orlando. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Final segment with head coach Kevin Young. His Cougars defeat UCF 81-75. BYU now 15-6, 6-4 in league, 4 straight wins. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. BYU's accounting program nationally ranked, so it's no surprise one of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to ryanvaluation.com. Certainly the turnover number was a big part of today's win. 12 in the first half to control. Better care of the ball in the second half, only 5 turnovers. That was big, Coach, but we mentioned in the postgame the assist number. 22 helpers on 28 makes. That's a tremendous assist rate and showed how well you were running your stuff today.
Yeah, I mean, we did a really good job of moving the ball. You know, the turnovers were just killing us in the first half and got that under control in the second. That allowed us to be a little bit more efficient. But, I mean, that's been a story of the season. You know, when we can control our turnovers, you know, I think we're one of the best offensive teams in the country. So we got to continue to improve there, but happy with, you know, addressing it at halftime and the guys taking it to heart as we moved into the second half.
Mark Durant brought it up during the game. You hit the 5-minute to go mark and you had the lead. That now makes it 43 consecutive wins for BYU and leading with 5 minutes to go in regulation. It's a closeout win for you, which is great. Tight game closeout. First, and you don't trail very often at halftime. In fact, it's only the third time all year you've trailed at the break, but it's your first win when trailing at halftime this year.
Yeah, no, I think somebody made a big play right before half. I forget who it was, but gave us a little bit of momentum. And, you know, we were able to, you know, kind of right some of those wrongs. But, you know, yeah, we've been a good first half team. And then to be able to, as you said, close one out on the road, you know, is something that we can build on for sure.
Coach, turnovers were a problem to start this game. Really aggressive double out near half court on that high screen that seemed to cause you trouble. And you mentioned you made adjustments. You talked to the guys about it. But what do you do about a team that's attacking like that? What's the answer to that?
Ball security, number one. Getting off the ball faster, number two. We tried to get into some different offensive schemes to alleviate some of that pressure. But, you know, credit to their coaching staff. I mean, that a lot of their games leading up to this were a lot more, you know, drop coverage in a pick and roll, and they came out and, you know, really, you know, punched us in the mouth with how aggressive they were. So that kind of put us on our heels. But once we settled into the game, I thought we kind of figured it out, you know, to the tune of 14 made threes.
You mentioned the crowd, good environment here, and good BYU representation as well. And there were a few members of the Young family in the stands here today.
Yeah, it was great. My brother Aaron and his wife Megan and their three girls drove down from Atlanta. So great to see them, both BYU grads. So cool to have them in the building. And they were part of a great BYU contingency who I just heard screaming over there, BYU chants out in the tunnel.
Did you know before you came here how well BYU traveled? I mean, there's a lot of people here, and that's everywhere we go.
Yeah, I mean, I was aware that, you know, there's a lot of support in a lot of cities because a lot of, you know, people, you know, in the church live all over the country, obviously, but it's definitely surpassed my expectations, and it's great looking up into the stands and seeing a lot of the BYU blue.
Nice to meet your family at the hotel as well. That was cool.
My nieces wanted to beat you in cornhole. So
we never got a chance for the cross-family challenge. It'll come. It'll come at some point. I had to be content with beating Tyson and Mark.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Tuesday night, Coach, Arizona, your place. They went to Tempe and got a nice win today.
Yeah. Again, another well-coached team. Tommy Lloyd's one of the few guys who I've had a little bit of a relationship with. Respect him a lot. He's been at it for a long time and does a great job. So I've actually watched them play a lot. I feel like they've played a lot of the teams who we've prepared for, so I've seen a lot of them. It'll be a good game. It'll be a great atmosphere, and it'll be another opportunity for us to go out and continue to build on what we've been doing.
And as usual, we look around the league, and we see K-State go to Ames and beat Iowa State handily. We see Baylor have a second half of the ages and beat Kansas. You just don't know game to game, week to week in this league. It's a tremendous basketball league.
It is, you know, and so many teams have so much talent, and it's just so hard to win in this league. So, you know, any given night, anybody can beat anyone. To your point, it gets proven every single time there's Big 12 games. So happy we were on the winning side tonight and looking forward to, you know, starting to prepare for Arizona.
Outstanding win today, and Coach, we'll see you on the plane. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's going to do it. That is Head Coach Kevin Young and the BYU